NTB News, I'm Ben Thomas. A new plea today from Nancy Guthrie's family more than 3 weeks after she was reported missing from her home in Arizona. Ed Donahue has the story.
In an Instagram post, Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie says the family hopes her mother will be found alive.
We need to know where she is.
But they also realize she may already be gone.
We need her to come home. For that reason, we are offering a family reward of up to $1 million for any information that leads us to her recovery.
Police believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped.
Someone out there knows something that can bring her home. Somebody knows. We are begging you to please come forward now.
Savannah Guthrie says they are holding out for a miracle. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump set to deliver his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tonight. It's expected to be a long one, House Speaker Mike Johnson says, with good reason.
The results speak for themselves. Why does he have so much to talk about? Because inflation's down, wages are up, investment is booming, the GDP is exceeding every expectation.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries sees it differently.
The State of our Union under the presidency of Donald Trump is a complete and total disaster. Costs have gone up, job creation has gone down, and ICE is totally out of control.
The House today rejected a bill requiring aircraft around busy airports have locator systems to prevent mid-air collisions, like last year's near Washington that killed 67. The NTSB has long recommended them. And on the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow has not broken Ukrainians nor triumphed. More than a dozen senior European officials visited Kyiv in a show of support. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after getting a reminder about the upsides to the boom in AI. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8%. The index recovered most of its loss from a day earlier. That's when investors got anxious about the prospect that AI might take business away from some companies or even entire industries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 370 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. AMD jumped 8.8%. The company made a multi-year deal to supply chips to power the AI ambitions of Meta Platforms. That's the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. IBM clawed back some of its big drop from the day before. IBM rose 2.7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Warner Brothers Discovery says Paramount's upped its takeover offer to $31 per share. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.